I want to highlight one thing. These living creatures, it was said of them twice, they have eyes. In the midst of the throne and around the throne, four living creatures full of eyes before and behind. That's the first aspect. And in verse 8, round and within, they are full of eyes. And brethren, let me make this application to you. If these living creatures speak of the believers, that brethren, we have to be before the throne of Christ right now. I am not going to wait until I see the Lord Jesus face to face around this throne, around the judgment seat of Christ. You and me, we can be in the very presence of Christ Jesus seated on the throne of God. But these living creatures were full of eyes. They have a great discernment as to the person of Christ. But I want to say this. It is when you enter into the presence of Christ, there you can have these eyes from before and from behind. You can see, you can look what Christ has done before. You can look behind and you can see the work of Calvary. You can see the life of Christ. You can see the resurrection of Christ. You can see the ascension of Christ. Brethren, it is good for you and for me to look back and to see what Christ has done, but also to look before, to look ahead and know what we have discussed today. It will be a reality. It is not any more exchange of thoughts. Oh, wow. This brother has nice thoughts. Oh, you know what? We leave the conference. Wow, we took some notes. It is not about notes, dear brethren, although you should take notes. But it is not about notes. That these living creatures, they can look behind. They can see and contemplate and meditate upon what Christ has done in the past for the glory of God. But they are also living creatures that they can see before. They can see ahead. They can see that there is coming a day. Dear brethren, that the Lord Jesus Christ will be magnified. That every knee will confess. And every tongue will confess. And every knee shall bow. They can see it. Where? Where can they see it from? As they are around the throne. And my dear brethren, my dear brother, my dear sister, if you want to see and enter into the enjoyment of it, what Christ has done, you have to be there. And if you want to see what's coming ahead, you have to be there. They have full of eyes. They can look back and see. They can look forward and see what is ahead of them. But also, dear brethren, they were full of eyes. They can look at, they have eyes that can see in a circle. And what a wonderful thing for the brother and for the sister to be able to be before that blessed one who shall reign supreme and before the throne. And you and I can do it practically through the Word of God, where there I can learn and I can see all the ways of God as to His beloved Son. One brother said it, and it always stayed with me, and I'll close with it. God will move the universe to make His Son supreme. God will move the universe to make His Son supreme. May it be so that His Son is supreme amongst the Christian company for His name's sake. Amen.